If you think back to when you were a kid, remember the amount of incidental exercise you got just from running around playing? You didn't think about it as getting fit. It was just what you did for fun. Doesn't happen the same way as an adult, though, does it? So each fortnight here in Life Matters, I'm going to road test a new activity for you that I'm hoping will give me a good physical workout, but it won't feel like I'm slogging away at it. I'm looking for fitness and fun. So I decided what I'd try first. I decided to try trampolining. Then a report came out last week about the incidence of injuries that kids are getting at indoor trampoline parks. Well, look, I'm not a child and I've checked out a place that I think is safe, so I'm pushing or bouncing on undeterred.
There's a freedom that comes with jumping, I think. A sense of weightlessness in the air that is quite empowering. And, you know, I've always wanted to be able to fly, and I think this is about as close as I'm going to get. So that's one of the things that I really love about jumping.
So in my search for combining fitness with fun, I'm going to give trampolining a go, which after all is an Olympic sport. Not that my aspirations lie in that direction, obviously. As a competitive sport, trampolining comes under gymnastics. It's one of the gymnastics disciplines. But is all this jumping and bouncing around something you can take up as an adult? Bianca South is a coach. Her background is in gymnastics.
There's a whole heap of, you know, physical benefits that you get from jumping, and that really relates to the fact that you're using your whole body. It's extremely good cardiovascular exercise. So
I am going to work out.
You're going to work up a bit of a sweat. You know, the benefits of that are that you're going to have lovely, fresh, oxygenated blood flowing all around your body and providing, you know, oxygen to your muscles and to your brain. Some of the other benefits, I guess, would be developing strength, particularly core strength and strength in your arms and your legs. So actually generating some spring from the trampoline and also maintaining your balance while you're jumping is really working those muscles quite hard, and surprisingly hard for a lot of people. They're not used to that, or feeling muscles that they hadn't felt before.
Now, Bianca, I mentioned to someone that I was going trampolining and she said that she could never do that with her pelvic floor. Mm-hmm. She's had a few kids. Are there pelvic floor issues with trampolining?
Potentially there can be, yeah, absolutely. You know, I've had three children myself, so I certainly understand that challenge. As we know, the pelvic floor is a muscle, and the more that we work that muscle, the stronger it gets. So very much being able to brace your muscles while you're jumping is important, and that will also increase the strength of your pelvic floor so that, you know, it becomes easier each time you jump, really.
As you've said, trampolining is a discipline of gymnastics. I have to say that when I was younger, I wasn't very good at gymnastics, and also I'm scared of heights, so I don't actually anticipate getting to the point of doing high jumps or specky somersaults or anything. But fill me in on the basics of good form, good technique for trampolining.
Sure. So essentially we want to be jumping in the middle of the trampoline. So there's often a cross or a marker in the middle of the trampoline, which is the safest place to jump. So we want to try and maintain our position in the middle of the trampoline. We want to be always, pushing through our legs and landing safely. We have a safe landing position, which we'll show you and encourage you to do as well. And I guess just to stay within your ability level and your capability and not be doing anything too stupid at this stage.
Promise I won't.
So the trampolines are built into the ground, so you can't actually fall off of the trampoline, and there's great padding around all of the trampolines and any of the hard surfaces that you might come in contact with. The other thing, I guess, from a safety perspective is we're only having one person on the trampoline at a time, so there's no risk of, you know, being double bounced or knocking heads with anybody else when you're jumping.
What's the particular fun of trampolining compared to anything else I could do?
It's very freestyle. There's not the pressure to do a certain thing or to look a certain way or to achieve a certain outcome. The fun in it, I really think, is for some people is challenging themselves as well. So whether that's, you know, I want to be able to jump for 5 minutes continuously without stopping, and that's going to help my fitness, or whether it's that I want to be able to do a really, really good tuck jump you know, and control it, or whether it's that I want to be able to do that flip that I've always been scared of doing into the big bag, you know, that's where you get that real sense of enjoyment and achievement that comes out of that. And, you know, there's music playing and everyone's just there to enjoy themselves with no criticism or judgment. So I think that really adds to the feeling of it as well.
Can I have your left wrist, please? Beautiful. So by wearing these wristbands, you do agree to our terms and conditions. They're up here if you'd like to read them. Otherwise, we have three safety rules. One person on each trampoline. You can do tricks as long as they're in your skill level and only land on the trampoline, not that colourful padding. Awesome.
I think I'll certainly be doing tricks in my skill level.
And the other thing we're going to set you up with is a pair of grip socks, which will mean that you don't slip on the trampolines and the surrounds.
Okay, so I'm out where the trampolines are with Bianca. We're going to have a little private lesson before the group lesson starts. So what do we need to start with, Bianca?
Now, the first thing I'm going to get you to do is to start off jumping on the trampoline. Now, remember we said before that we want you to stay in the middle of the trampoline. So maybe just starting off with some little jumps, fairly small jumps, but trying to stay in the middle of the trampoline.
Okay, and legs straight when I'm in the air?
Legs straight in the air, but you do want to bend them as you land, and try and keep your feet about your hip width apart.
All right, here goes. Woo! Oh, gosh, I really haven't done this since I was 10. Okay, how am I going?
Good.
It feels nice. It feels
good. Okay, good. So now that you've got the hang of that jumping, I'm going to try and see if you can go a little bit higher with your jumps this time. So a bit more pushing through your legs to see if you can get higher off the trampoline.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Oh! Oh, it does really take quite a lot of core strength, front and back.
That's right. So the higher you go, the more you have to sort of control your whole body using those core muscles, and otherwise you feel yourself kind of wobbling around up in the air and not being in control. So yeah.
So the question is really then, do I develop those by trampolining?
So the more that you do this, the stronger those core muscles will become, and therefore your better your jumping will be, and the harder then the skills that you could do as well.
What do you reckon I could expect to be able to do?
Well, I mean, I don't want to limit what what you would like to do. I mean, I guess, you know, perhaps some front salts. Might take a few weeks, but, you know, depending.
Might take a few years.
Or a few years, potentially. But I think you could get there if you kept practicing. Yeah.
I didn't see your name on the list. Did you just enroll today, did you? No worries. My name's Dale. I'll be coaching for the term. We've got Bree over here who'll be helping today, and we'll just do our basics. So our tuck jumps first. I'll get you to put in, it's very hot today, so we can do 5 tuck jumps each, really nice ones.
So this is the group class I'm just watching now.
Cool. Off you go. Do you want to start with your tuck jumps? Arms up by your ears, touching your knees. Very good.
Cindy, you're a beginner trampoliner, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, just very, very beginning. I've only done 2 classes. I'm just doing basic skills at the moment, just falling on our front properly and back properly and learning the starts of flips.
And why did you take up trampolining?
I took up trampolining to change sports and just to try something different. I've been a swimmer for a long time. The techniques are very different, but I still need the same sort of discipline to be able to learn all the skills, learn all the tricks.
So what are your aspirations with trampolining?
Just to learn as much as I can, I think, and get fit at the same time.
All right, next we'll try pike jumps. So arms up by your ears, then trying to touch your toes in front of you. Straight arms and straight legs. So keeping your feet together if you can.
Dale, can I just ask you a very quick question?
Yep.
This trampoline, these long, narrow trampolines that this class is working on at the moment, as opposed to the rectangular one I was learning on earlier, with a big bag at the end. So what's this called, this sort of trampoline?
We call these the tumble tracks, or the tumble trampolines, and they're really good for doing the basics down because we get more jumps in. We've got the airbag at the end, which is great for learning new skills, but they're best for the gymnasts and the tumblers who do kind of the round-offs into the handsprings, and they can get lots more skills all in a line like you'd see in the gymnastics.
way beyond me.
Yeah.
So I guess one thing that a lot of adults find is that they don't necessarily want to learn how to do those hard flips and tricks and things like that. They might be a little bit scared about that, or it's not one of the goals that they have. But, you know, even if it's just being able to jump for longer and longer each time, you know, that's going to improve your fitness and your strength in so many great ways, even if you're not learning the cool and fancy tricks that maybe some of the younger people do.
Just do a tiny little knee drop first to go in, because you don't want to go too big too early. That's it. So you want to try to reach forward, Cindy, so you can keep it going forwards. Yeah, so you bounce on your knees and then you'll reach forwards onto your hands and then kick your legs up. So every time you're kind of travelling forwards.
So Brendan, how long have you been trampolining for?
Just on 3 years. Never been on a trampoline before in my life. Basically 3 years ago when it was my niece's birthday party, they decided to have it here. So I'm like, why, what is this place? And I'm like, oh, it's a trampoline park. I'm like, okay, cool. And I saw people doing stuff. Dang, that stuff. I've seen that stuff on like Cirque du Soleil before. I'm like, oh my God, like this is actually an opportunity for me to try it out. And so I gave it a shot. And then literally from that birthday party of my niece's, like that was it.
Wow. So how good is it for fitness, and how far have you advanced with it? And what sort of fun is it?
Well, first of all, it's crazy addictive. As far as fitness goes, so basically I went from 110 kilos to 75 in like 7 months. So like I dropped a ton of weight just because, well, yeah, because this stuff's addictive as hell and it's like really, really fun.
How old are you, Brendan?
I'm 36, yeah. So like I said, never been had a trampoline before. Mum said, no, you can't have a trampoline, they're dangerous. So we weren't allowed to have that.
So what can you do now after 3 years of learning trampolining? What's your speciest skill or trick?
My speciest skill, I'd probably say I'm doing backflips. I'm working on kaboom halves, which is basically, well, it's kind of hard to explain, but you kind of like land on your back and you slap your feet down and you end up double bouncing yourself around and like just trying to throw like a 180 degree spin in it. So just sort of more flatland stuff, but like more sort of acrobatic stuff to learn.
Sounds pretty impressive.
It sounds impressive, but I'm really bad at it just because I guess it's like sort of age thing as well. It's like, I work from home, so I'm working for myself, and it's like if I injure myself, I'm in trouble. So I've got to be careful. So I'm like, I generally take it like a very sort of steady kind of approach. I'm like, well, just little bits by bits. But like they break these things down for you, so it makes the really hard tricks like really attainable, just because of like the way they like break it down to small blocks. So yeah.
So have you surprised yourself with what you've been able to do?
Oh, absolutely. Because like I always thought this was way too extreme, way too sort of like out of my league. But I don't know, it's a hell of fun. And so it's like you're hanging out and you get to like keep fit at the same time, so win-win. Might as well jump.
Yep, trampolining is bouncy fun. And in addition to my somewhat squealy attempts, you also heard there from Brendan Tamraz, who's been jumping around for 3 years now. Also another newbie, Cindy, and bounce coaches Dale Smith and Bianca South. Amanda Smith with you in Life Matters, and I'll be trying out something different on your behalf for fitness and fun in a fortnight's time. Meantime, if you found a physical activity that's so enjoyable for you it doesn't feel like exercise, why don't you let us know what it is, how you got into it, what the pleasure of it is for you, as well as the physical benefits. These things need to be shared. You can email lifematters@abc.net.au. Or if you've got any suggestions for things you think I should try out, let us know on the email to lifematters@abc.net.au.